Welcome to the Aggressive Life. Today's the day, Dirt.
Big day.
This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Yeah. It is that, but this is the day that you and I have been waiting for, months and months of working and waiting, and now the final book in the Five Marks of Man library, the trilogy.
Trilogy, like Star Wars.
Yeah, right. It's out in the world. So we're going to be talking about that for a while. The book is The Five Marks of a Man Devotional, 60 Days to a Powerful Life. It was created to help all of us, myself included, just take new ground in getting closer to God and having the life that God wants us to have as a man. If you're not a man, you're listening to the podcast, well, maybe you can hear something here that might help you with your sons or with your boyfriend or your husband. Maybe if you're dating somebody, you can listen to stuff and say, hey, is this the kind of stuff my sweetie is trying to live or he's warm to? And ladies, I'll tell you this right now, if he's not warm to this kind of thing, head for the hills. You do not want to be dating, let alone married to a boy. Bad news. This devotional is organized to just keep hitting the same nail. It's really not the same nail. It's the same five nails, basically five marks of man, the thing that separate a man from a boy. But it's just different angles that go at it. And when you have a big honking spike, you just keep hitting the same thing, and eventually it starts to penetrate and dig deeper and deeper. And so I'm going to try to do that. I've done this in this book. It comes from years of personal study and practice. Each day has a scripture, an original teaching from me, prayer, and then challenges that are designed to get you moving and get to a different place. I'm into this content so much and you so much that I'm going to give you the first week for free right here on the Aggressive Podcast. For the next 5 days, we're going to cover the first five entries in the devotional, one per day right here. So if you've pre-ordered the book, you can follow right along with us, or you can go to Amazon.com and get yours right now. It's called The Five Marks of a Man Devotional, 60 Days to a Powerful Life. My hope is this book helps you become the person that God has always designed you to be. I just want to be one more voice that's trying to speak into your life. So enough blabber from me. Let's stop the intro and let's start happening. Day one of the Five Marks of a Man devotional. Let's go. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be at least simple. That's why for the last 2 years, I've been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions, at home, on a hunting trip, camping off my motorcycle, no exceptions. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel ready to get moving. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. I like to have it in the morning. I have a 12 ounce of water, so right off the bat, I'm helping my hydration every single morning. This is the one product, if I had to recommend one, I'd recommend this one to elevate your health. It's AG1, and that's why I partnered with them for 2 years. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/aggressivelife. That's drinkag1.com/aggressivelife. Get yourself some. Day one, time to get moving. Men have a vision. 2 Timothy 3, 1-2 and 7 says this, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, always learning, and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. We live in a culture of endless learning opportunities. The upside is that the information superhighway can answer any question you throw at it. With a click of a button, you can start a side hustle, book a vacation home, or learn to rebuild the engine of a 1978 Jeep CJ7, sometimes even all at once. The downside is that we learn things without actually doing things. Our world is full of information and short on action. I see this with spiritual seekers who perpetually seek but never find. Instead of clasping and grabbing hold of what they find, they move from one thing to the next in a seemingly endless cycle. They're like baby birds with open mouths who never shut them, swallow, digest, and grow from whatever's actually in their mouth. This is also a problem with believers who think that gaining more knowledge is the key to spiritual growth. No, it's not. It's doing what you already know that leads to spiritual breakthrough and the advancement of God's kingdom. I know people who get frustrated at the church I lead because we don't offer enough classes to help them, quote, go the next level. I'm not even sure what they mean by that, and I'm not sure they do either. Chasing knowledge for the sake of knowledge is like trying to catch the wind. Just when you think you've grabbed it, you'll find it slipping away again. We become like people I know who are perpetually in school without having a successful career. Eventually, you get the PhD but feel lost. Education is only meant to get you a job so that you can do something. I know that's highly offensive to many academics, but for the rest of us in the real world, that's what education is for, to get you a job so you can pay your bills and go beyond and have an occupation life that makes sense. That's why we learn. This obsession with information, this education addiction, we don't see with Jesus and his disciples or anyone in the book of Acts modeling or teaching that more information is the key to growth. When I read scripture, I constantly remind myself that I'm not trying to accomplish a reading goal. I'm wanting to know God better so I can move. I'm not trying to just fill my head with more knowledge. If I never learn anything else in the Bible, which isn't likely, I'm confident I already know enough to go on for the rest of my life. It's likely you don't need to learn anything else either, at least not to take the first step or the next step. We can treat knowledge like insurance, getting more and more to try to cushion our lives against uncertainty and risk, but that will only keep you stalled. A vision is a call to action, while perpetual learning and research is a stalling technique. You likely already know everything you need to chase the vision God has in front of you for today, or at least enough to take the next step. Stop learning and start acting. Step by step, that's how every vision gets accomplished. Let's pray. God, I'm sorry for times I haven't acted on your promptings and visions in the past. I do not want to hide on the sidelines waiting for more knowledge. I want to be in the game. I commit to taking a step, however small, toward a vision today. Amen. So if you want to get in the game and apply something, here's a couple of ideas for you. Do you have a vision that's become more of an intellectual pursuit than a physical one? Well, welcome to the club. Think of one thing that you can do today to push that vision ahead and go do it. Or, don't know what vision to chase? Ask God to give you a vision. Then spend 5 minutes in silence just listening. That's right, 5 minutes, no phone. Just be quiet before God. If a thought enters your mind, assume it's from God. Make the first move on it today. Thanks for joining us on this journey toward aggressive living. Find more resources, articles, past episodes, and more at briantome.com. My new book, a 60-day devotional called The 5 Marks of a Man, 60 Days to a Powerful Life, along with all the other books in the 5 Marks library, are open right now on Amazon. Be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. Then send an email to dirt, that's dirt, at briantome.com to get a free aggressive life sticker. Find more on Instagram at briantome. The Aggressive Life is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.